But we've been talking this morning about the whole let's be friends part of a breakup. Yeah. Most breakups, I think, do contain this this phrase at some point. Is there some kind of weird, takeoff of it? Basically, you know, but, hey, you know, you're just bad enough that I don't want to do anything intimate with anymore. I still like your company, I guess, is the idea, you know?
Well, not enough to stay with you.
Yeah, sometimes it ends up being, you know, kind of a little life raft for the person, for the relationship. Oh, wow. Maybe this can still work. Maybe this will still be something. My friend is getting stalked as a result of this phrase. What do you think? 539-9750 or 238-0975? Is it something we need to get rid of? Go ahead.
I don't think it's a good idea because the guy still thinks that he can sleep with the woman and the woman still has emotional attachment.
So you don't think it's a good idea from which perspective? Like if a woman used it on a guy or if a guy uses it on a woman?
If it's a guy leaving a woman, it's not a good idea to say that because she'll think, hey, all right, we're still together, even though they're not.
And okay.
If it's a girl's perspective, she'll be sitting there thinking that, yeah, he's just going to come after me and try to get some.
Yeah, that's a good point. We can still be friends that, and don't forget to bring over the, you know, Trojans. We need those. And
yeah, that's basically how men think. I'm only going to keep that person, you know, as a side burner in case I need some.
Yeah, yeah.
And the woman would have way too many emotional attachments.
Well, thanks for calling today.
All right, thanks.
See you. Hey there, what do you think about the term being friends in a breakup?
Why not be friends?
Because it's a disaster waiting to happen and you know it.
I know, but it works great with the guy that you're with because they're like, ooh, if I was to leave, would I still be your friend? I'm like, of course you would. I do that all the time. It works great for me.
It works great for you? Yeah, see, that's an interesting thing.
It does work great for me. When it kind of just makes them think, wow, because most of them don't know what they're getting into yet.
Yeah.
So once they've, you know, had a dose of you, then they're like, ooh, I know why they come back.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard that many guys say that they've had that line used on them. You know, I'd have to imagine it's a very different experience.
I'm terrible. I'll admit it, but it works for me. And then, you know, the guys that I've got that want to go out, they see how happy the guy is that's with you, and they wait patiently for their, you know, chance to get to go out. Not realizing what's about to follow after, you know, you date them for a couple of weeks and then drop them like a bomb, but...
Man...
I know, I'm mean,
yeah.
I'm mean.
Ah, you're an evil one.
Well, I am evil.
At least you're honest about it.
Yes, I am honest.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hey there, what do you think about using the term, let's be friends, in a breakup?
I think that if you use that term, then you should expect to be stalked.
Uh-huh.
I think it's that bad. Because it gives people hope, you know. They think that, okay, we can be friends, maybe it can work out. So, you should definitely not use that anymore.
Are you calling with a toaster right now?
No.
I can hardly hear what you're saying.
Oh, sorry.
What's up with this terrible phone line you're on? Are you using a cell phone, or...?
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
Oh. I don't know, it just sounds a little... Or maybe you're really close to something that isn't healthy to be next to. I don't know. Does it sound
wrong? I know that I had one date with a guy, and I'm still trying to figure out how I can say, just leave me alone. Don't stalk me.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hopefully you're listening now.